Here is West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office reporting numerous injuries and significant damage to a home east of Tallapoosa late night Wednesday after what investigator Seth Entrekin initially believes to be an accidental gas explosion. The preliminary investigation resulted in the belief that a domesticated animal may have accidentally bumped a knob or switch that resulted in natural gas being released within the home before the explosion. Those who were inside are now being treated for severe burns at an Atlanta area hospital. A 28-year-old Carrollton woman is facing accusations of fraud against the elderly and deceased following an investigation that revealed she had stolen more than $50,000 from accounts that she managed while working at the Countryside Health Center in Buchanan. Police Chief David Ratner telling WLBB Radio that Jonah Hanna illegally withdrew $880 from the account of a patient at the care facility, which led investigators to discover dozens of other instances of fraudulent account activity, including the theft of approximately $10,000 from one elderly person. Hanna was arrested on Tuesday, hit with 78 counts of fraudulent activity. She was free Wednesday after meeting a $50,000 bail. Between last June and this month, Hanna is alleged to have filled out bogus invoices for the residents and patients and filled out a company check to herself, then depositing it to a mobile app of her bank. Chief Ratner said a second audit is being conducted, and it is very likely that she could face additional charges. The longtime city manager of a local municipality is stepping down this month after having worked in local government for over 35 years. Bill Osborne is retiring from his role as city administrator for the city of Temple. City officials this week said Bill has been Temple's city administrator for the past 8-plus years, and his wisdom and insight have stabilized the office of the city administrator, making him the longest sitting administrator for the city of Temple. Osborne has spearheaded several large projects, such as the AMI water meters installation, sewer bond refinancing, and updates to the codes of ordinances. Well, day 24 of the 2024 Georgia legislative session turned out to be day one for the new District 30 State Senator Tim Bearden after he was sworn into office by Judge Dustin Hightower Wednesday morning. Bearden of Carrollton won a four-person special election earlier this month to fulfill Mike Dugan's unexpired term. Legislators work a 40-day schedule. Bearden has been assigned to the Banking and Financial Institutions Committee along with the Education and Youth, Science and Technology, and Veterans, Military, and Homeland Security Committees in the Senate. And construction of that new roundabout on State Route 16 at Columbia Drive and Brumbelow Road in Carrollton is about 15% complete, according to Joel Shulman with the Georgia Department of Transportation. Shulman says the project should be finished by the end of October this year. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.